Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. President Biden and his potential rival for the White House, Donald Trump, are both going to visit striking auto workers in Michigan this week. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
On Tuesday, President Biden will become the first president ever to walk a picket line. He's proud of calling himself the most pro-union president in history, and next year he will need the support of auto workers in the important swing state of Michigan. A prolonged auto strike could hurt the economy and his re-election chances. On Wednesday, the day after Biden's visit, Trump is planning a speech in Michigan. Trump has support among auto workers, if not their union leaders, and he's been blaming Biden's pro-electric vehicle policies for the auto industry's problems. Mara Liasson, NPR News.
The federal government runs out of money Saturday night unless Congress acts. President Biden says it's time for Republicans to start doing the job Americans elected them to do. He said a shutdown would affect food safety, cancer research, and Head Start programs. House Republicans can't agree within their party about a spending bill, with more conservative members demanding steeper budget cuts. Wall Street investors are paying attention to the debate over the federal budget. They're also hopeful that stocks will recover this week after they've lost ground in recent weeks. NPR's David Gura reports.
After the Federal Reserve held interest rates steady at its last meeting, investors are trying to figure out what policymakers are likely to do when they reconvene at the end of October. Fed Chair Jerome Powell has reiterated the central bank's decision will be based on economic data, and there is a raft of it in the coming days on home sales, durable goods, and economic growth. So far, Wall Street is not panicking about a potential government shutdown, but if there is one, federal agencies would not be able to collect, analyze, and distribute economic data. To a data-dependent Fed, that would pose problems if a shutdown were to drag on. David Gura, NPR News, New York.
Israel has conducted a deadly raid in the occupied West Bank and has carried out strikes on the Gaza Strip. NPR's Daniel Estrin reports on the latest violence during a Jewish holiday period.
Israel's army says it raided a Palestinian refugee camp where it neutralized dozens of explosive devices and dug up roads to detonate bombs planted underneath. Israel says Palestinians opened fire and injured a soldier. Israeli troops fired back, killing two Palestinian men with gunshots to the head, according to Palestinian officials. And in the blockaded Gaza Strip, in the last couple days, Israel's army has struck Hamas posts and fired at Palestinians staging violent protests along Israel's fence with Gaza. Israel is now imposing a ban on the entry of Palestinians for the Jewish holy day of Yom Kippur, when airports and businesses close and most traffic comes to a standstill. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
This is NPR. Police in Jacksonville, Florida, are investigating a fatal shooting in an apartment complex last night. Officials say three people died, including a three-year-old child. They say it appears the gunfire erupted during an argument about the sale of a dog. The Washington National Cathedral has new stained glass windows, replacing a set displaying the Confederate battle flag. The new windows are centered around racial justice in an effort to tell a fuller, more inclusive story of American history. NPR's Juliana Kim reports.
The new stained glass windows, titled Now and Forever, were created by artist Kerry James Marshall. They depict protesters marching in different directions, and some are holding up signs that read No Foul Play and Fairness. It comes about 6 years after the previous pair were taken down. At a dedication service Saturday, the very Reverend Randolph Marshall Hollerith said the old windows were installed decades ago as a tribute to two Confederate generals.
They told a false narrative extolling two individuals who fought to keep the institution of slavery alive in this country.
He adds that the new windows, quote, lift up the values of justice and fairness and the ongoing struggle for equality among all God's great children, end quote. Juliana Kim, NPR News.
At the Berlin Marathon today, Tigist Assefa broke the women's world record by more than 2 minutes. The Ethiopian ran the race in 2 hours, 11 minutes and 53 seconds. She finished nearly 6 minutes ahead of any other runner in today's race. I'm Nora Rahm. NPR News in Washington.